Blog Talk Radio.
Show. We are here tonight to cover April 24th through May 1st and to celebrate having hit the pinnacle of this fifth of seventh Uranus Pluto squares and the other players coming into view, making it all about a grand cross. So, yes, it has peaked. Because these are slow-moving energies that formed this configuration, some are going to let go sooner than others. So this is still going to be ongoing background noise for most of us for a little while. Mars, which is the quickest moving of the energies involved, will let go of that 13th degree on Friday, the 25th. Jupiter has been on the 13th degree longer, and it will also let go on Friday, the 25th. And so, you know, Mars is about the actions or reactions from that key other person. Jupiter is about what's going on in the home or with the family or the real estate or moves and renovations, et cetera. Uranus is going to be letting go of that 13th degree on Tuesday, the 29th, and that is kind of the anxious feeling that each individual is having in the situation or the urgent need to change or do something a little bit different or break free of something or, you know, insert your originality or your brilliance in some way. And Pluto, which is kind of the life and death energy, the major upheaval, the transformation, the power struggles, the finances, the sex life, the divorce, the mortality issues, the births, the third-party situations, you know, it's the really intense, deep stuff. It's holding on to that 13th degree and will stay there until, I'm sorry, I'm looking forward as I'm talking to you guys, until the 4th of June. So, you know, whatever is still that we're still working through in the Pluto arena, will still be with us for a little while, but the rest of it is moving off. The intensity as all four of the energies clashed across the skies has happened, and so hopefully now we're able to concentrate in some of these other arenas. And so when I'm looking at this week coming up, most all of it is going to be about this new moon solar eclipse that we have coming next week. And this is going to happen, technically it's on Tuesday the 29th, but that's for the east coast of the United States. That's at 2:14 in the morning on Tuesday the 29th. And so it's exact at 11:14 p.m. for the west coast. And because it is, you know, really peaking in the wee hours on the Tuesday the 29th, it really will be felt most intensely as it's building up to this, you know, Monday night. And then Tuesday, this is, you know, a new moon solar eclipse. It's going to, quote unquote, eclipse something out, but it is definitely going to boost you out there in some really powerful new direction or next level that you're ready to take. It's happening in the Taurus part of the chart. So, you know, this can eclipse out a situation or a person or, you know, a goal. It can also eclipse out something that's been an obstacle in your path to getting to that next level. It can eclipse out an old habit or some kind of psychological issue. I mean, there's a lot of different things that can eclipse out. It doesn't have to be something really, you know, drastic. It can just be something that you're ready to let go of to make it into that next level that you're taking things. And Taurus is really about getting us to focus on what we value, if we're feeling valued in the situation that we're in or the relationship that we're in. And it's about those solid sense things that we use as values in, well, not as values, but things that we value or that hold value and we trade. So it's about our personal income. It's about our possessions. And it's about purchases that we make. And so you're going to get thrust out into this new level when it comes to, you know, Monday, Tuesday, and the 2 weeks that follow. That two-week period is your window to, you know, take your marching papers and go off into the new direction. Now, for each sign, this is going to play out in a different, you know, part of your life, and I will go through what that will be for everybody. And the thing to think about with this eclipse is that it is engaging many other energies. On the day of that eclipse, there are going to be many different energies that are triggered. And there's a lot of positive alignment happening in this. So you can expect that you're going to really get some momentum in going for this direction that you're taking. And what's interesting, as I was laying, you know, kind of outlining what I wanted to talk to you guys about tonight, that the days that are really the significant days that I want to talk to you about, each one is mimicking what is all going to come together on the day of the eclipse to shoot you out into that two-week period. So these precursor days are really going to be significant for lining things up and things kind of falling into place so that you can launch out into that direction. And the only thing that is not playing into that, well, it's somewhat playing into it, but not totally, is that Venus has an aspect. She's building tonight as I'm doing the radio show, which is Thursday the 24th, and she will perfect her aspect to Saturn on Friday the 25th in the wee hours. So depending on your coast, again, you may be experiencing this tonight or tomorrow. Definitely will color the entire day on Friday the 25th. And this is a wonderful alignment. So I'm going to talk about this one first. This is between Venus and Saturn, which means that there is something coming into harmony, something that is solidifying, cementing in your world, or that is open for you to, cement in some way, get solid on it. And Venus is really about a female that you're dealing with, or it is about or that you want to deal with, or it's about the love or the income situation. And it's playing out in the Piscean field, so there's something here going on with hospitals or healing or with romance, romantic getaways, or your private romantic idealism or what you want there. It's playing out over your spiritual practices or your artistic projects, the film, the music, the painting, the poetry. Or it's playing out behind closed doors in something that you're either in research or development on. And so whatever's going on here with the Venus theme for you, aligning very solidly with Saturn. And Saturn is about, looking at the commitments or the beneficial endings right now, or anything that you can structure or that you can apply your ambitions to, and playing out in the eighth house. So really about, the financial tie into what you're doing, or the mortality issues, or the birth, or the sexual attractions, or the divorce, and, or third-party situations again. So very strong, very much aligned, and that side of things will play into the solar eclipse coming up. So, today and tomorrow, anything that you want to connect with that female over, anything you want to do in the direction of love or personal income, you do have a solid tie-in with something that can support you. And so it is a good time, a favorite time to reach into those areas. So the rest of the week building up to this solar eclipse is Mercury-based, which means there are a lot of conversations that we all need to have, or there's information, news, or offers coming our way that we need to listen to and process and field and prepare for in the moving into this next level. There may be something around our writing or our interviews or auditions or speaking roles. There might be something around sales or agreements or negotiations. But really, communication, communication, communication. And each one of these aspects getting engaged with will then show up on the day of the eclipse in some kind of solid formation for all of us, with one little adjustment that I will talk about as I get into it here. So when we're looking ahead at this week, Friday the 25th, Mercury and the Sun come together on the same degree, very much focusing us to show up, to get in there physically, get in there personally, or maybe we need to put our name to something or our brand or our image or identity in some way, to those agreements, decisions, talks, meetings, the news coming in, and really focused on being valued, what we value, our income, our possessions, our purchases. On Saturday, the 26th, Mercury will open a channel to Neptune. So now we link back to what's happening with Venus in the Neptune energy on Friday. So now those talks are going to engage the spiritual interest, the healing or the hospital, the artistic projects or talents or interests, the romantic retreat or connection, the research or the development, anything that's karmic within the alignment. And again, asking us to discuss or decide things about our values, what we value, if we're being valued, the income, possessions, or purchases. When we get to Monday, the 28th, again, more talks, more meetings, more news, more offers, more agreements and sales and writing, and showing up in those areas on Monday connected to another key individual, and this person is either going to be someone that you're partnering with, you want to partner with, someone who is an agent, an attorney, a specialist of some sort or a client or even dealing with the competitor or opponent. And that is the day, Monday, with that other person that there needs to be an adjustment around being valued, what you value, the income, the purchases, the possessions. And that particular adjustment with that person will be part of what's happening at that new moon solar eclipse on Tuesday, Monday, Tuesday. So you may be taking it to the next level. It may just tie right in at that exact point. Then on Tuesday, Mercury aligns with Pluto as part of that solar eclipse. And this is a very favorable aspect for alignment to something powerfully changing or evolving with the career, with a parent, a boss, a judge, or some other authority figure, or with some kind of major goal that you have set for what it is you're going after at this particular time. Again, linked into the news, the decisions, the meeting, the agreements, the sales, all around those purchases, possessions, income, or value. And then by Wednesday, the day after the solar eclipse, but remember, this is a new moon solar eclipse, so it has power for two whole weeks, so it will still be extremely strong on Wednesday. Mercury will align with Jupiter, and again, an open door, a positive alignment that is saying now we're looking at all this and it is linking in some way to something going on in the home with real estate, with moves or renovations, with family, a parent, a roommate, anything at the core of the chart. So honing down on the new moon solar eclipse, you're going to have from late on the 28th, Monday, to anytime on the 29th, Tuesday, to see this start to push into motion in your life, eclipsing something and letting it go behind you and moving in this powerful direction. And it is going to be worked for you up to the 14th of May. So it's a very important time for you to take steps. Any steps that you take at all that are leading you to feeling more valued in your life or to dealing with the purchases that you want to make or the income that you want to make or anything regarding where you are in your income now and maybe taking it to the next level or the possessions, maybe it's a gift that's going to change your life or maybe it's just about dealing with all your possessions and getting them from point A to point B. But this time is just a very important period for you guys to move out into that territory. When I'm looking at let me go back over here, looking at where we are right now as I'm speaking to you and then jumping ahead to where this goes for the day of the eclipse, you know, seriously, the Grand Cross is laying over the foundation of everything that is happening in this week, so we know where we are with that, we know what's involved. And that's the background situation going on. However, this new moon solar eclipse is just splaying out, splaying out like a beautiful flower across this chart and opening so many doors for us. And there are some really strong, harmonious trines that are about our talents and our skills and the opportunities that lie ahead. And so it should give courage to everyone to really step up and go the route that they feel called towards. Venus is very close in the sky, part of fortune. And so there is something very fortunate in coming from love, in asserting your value and dealing with women, and trusting your psychic or intuitive ideals about things, and also realizing that there is a very kind of positive karmic balancing going on in the universe right now for everybody. This is not under some kind of harsh aspect, even though the cross itself is a challenge in a lot of ways. The Venus energy is very, very strong. So I want to go ahead and start talking about what this is going to do for each sign. Starting with Aries, you know, today and tomorrow, the 24th and 25th of April, you definitely want to pull back. If you just need to rest and recuperate, that's fine. Think about where you are with the love. Maybe there's someone you want to hook up with romantically. Think about what it is you need to research or develop that is income related. or anything artistic or spiritual that you're doing or healing or hospital-oriented that would put you in line with income or helping a female in the situation, very solidly aligned to the transformative part of your life. So the veil between worlds, life and death, birth and mortality issues, the energy that takes you to the deepest level sexually, intimately with others, the area that helps you release or divorce, the area that helps you work out any of the big financial energies. All of this is aligned in a very powerful and positive way these 2 days, so it is a good time to engage in those areas. Everybody out there that we talked about dreams today on Facebook, I definitely want to tell you guys, pay attention to the dreams that are coming tonight. This is definitely a very powerful channel through the Neptunian field going on tonight, so it's an important one. Then we start in with the Mercury energy, and Aries, you are meant to be in there talking or fielding offers or writing things up or in interviews or auditions or negotiations or agreements or sales that are focusing on making money, on being valued, on your purchases and possessions. And Friday, this puts you physically there in the mix. Saturday, it opens that channel to the mystical karmic side of life and anything with your research or development, hospitals, healing, artistry, spirituality, or romance. On Monday, as the solar eclipse starts to engage, you're going to be making some kind of adjustment with a client, a partner, an agent, an attorney, a specialist, a competitor. So make sure that you're willing to kind of work around what's going on there as you continue on that Taurus theme that you're building towards. Tuesday, on the day of the eclipse, there is a powerful alignment to Pluto. And so this is really about you making some kind of big next level change or evolution in your path on the career front or with a boss or a parent or a judge or some other authority figure or with a big goal that you've set. And you should see something really locking in at this time. And by Wednesday, the alignment goes to Jupiter, so there's something opening up in a beneficial way for you in the home with roommates, family, a parent, with real estate deals or renovations or moves. Any of this is very favored. Looking specifically at the solar eclipse, it's time to eclipse out something that has in some way been holding you back when it comes to being valued, when it comes to making money, when it comes or making the right amount of money for what the value that you have in the situation, when it comes to your possessions, a gift, or your purchases, and then to launch into, take these next 2 weeks to go after what it is that will really put you on a better footing. This is the time, and you should see things kind of, slotting into place here that will point you in the direction that you should be going. For Taurus, this Venus-Saturn alignment today, the 24th and April 25th, is really aligning you very solidly with aspirations that you have. Could be aspirations in love or making money or with a woman. But it's also aligning you very strongly with a friend or a group that you're involved with or the internet or astrology or a charity or some kind of party or gathering or something about your originality or your inventions. And this is tying in extremely solidly with one key person. So it may be a client that you're locking into here or somebody that or a partner in your romantic life or your business life or an agent or attorney or somebody else who can represent you or a specialist that can help you. So something long-term and solid that's forming here between these energies. The next 2 days, very favorable for you to kind of get in there and do something with that. The Mercury energy that is taking off in this week, building towards this solar eclipse, this is happening in your sign, Taurus, and so very much focused on you. We're eclipsing out something about you to make way for the new you. So, this is going to be something about an old habit or an old part of your identity or an old part, maybe letting go of the old name or the old title or something in the body that you're purging out and moving in a new direction or ending a period of not being healthy and moving into a period where you're going to go for your health. Anything that would have to do also with your image or your brand and kind of eclipsing out the old and moving into the next level with all of that. And so as you're moving towards that in this week ahead, Friday the 25th, get you physically there dealing with it, and, you know, you're writing or talking or meeting or fielding offers and agreements and sales and making choices. Saturday, there will be an open door to that friend group, internet, charity, gathering of some sort, or something about your freedom or aspirations that locks into place. Very, very powerful and will take you through the eclipse. Monday the 28th, as you start to get into eclipse energy, you will need to make an adjustment with another key person over the paperwork or the job or the health situation or what's going on with the animals. And so whichever one of those rings true for you, know that is part of the eclipse as well. So give and take or work around what's going on with that person in those situations. By Tuesday, a powerful alignment with something coming together that has to do with your new moon eclipse energy about you, your name, your body, your identity, your title, your brand, your image. And this is about something powerful coming together when it, in the legal realm or with travel or someone at a distance or with anything in media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, anything in the educational realm or with weddings or even in the religious or political realm. So whichever one of those is something that you're in the throes of, this higher-minded energy is locking in with powerful change that is beneficial for you right now and tying into that new beginning. And then by Wednesday, the day after this eclipse, there is an open door with something big happening with, you know, news that you receive or an agreement or sale or something with writing or meetings or talks, probably focused on home or real estate or family, but something definitely tied into your sense of security in the world and your roots that you're putting down. So the solar eclipse, you know, again, really just closing the door on some aspect of yourself and being willing to really grab these next 2 weeks and to move as powerfully as you can in the direction these opportunities are taking you, because it is putting you on your feet with this new version of yourself. For Gemini, the Venus-Saturn alignment that's happening today, the 24th, and tomorrow, the 25th, is about cementing something in a very positive way for you. First of all, focused on the Venus energy, this would be around a goal you have or something going on in the career front or with an authority figure like a parent, a boss, or a judge. And so this would be a female if it's Venus showing up as the woman. So that'd be a mother or a mother type or a female boss or judge. Or if it's about the career or the goal, then it can be about the love goal that you have or the income goal that you have. So there's something really moving into place here and cementing with Saturn, which means that there can be something in the health realm that is cementing this one way or the other. There is something in the work field that's cementing, something with paperwork, or something with the animals that you are involved with at this point. So whatever that goal and however that's coming together for you, it is under very solid and positive and long-term influences here. And then we get into Mercury starting to build to this eclipse for Gemini, and everything for you is focused on the 12th house. This is the most mystical and magical part of the chart. It's where karma abides and past life connections with people abide. And so you may be reaching the end of a karmic situation with another person and launching into a new period where that those bonds are freed because you've paid that debt or they have. Or you may be gearing up to enter into a new karmic relationship or situation where you're going to get the opportunity to balance something with other people. The 12th house is about the spiritual, the meditation, the yoga, the magic, the psychic abilities, your intuition, the ghosts, and the ancestors that have come before you. And so there's a potential for something to really be amping up in those areas. There's a concentration on the artistic talents. This is where the muse resides. So over this week going to this eclipse, there may be something powerfully coming together and moving into this new direction when it comes to film, music, art, poetry, dance, sculpture, whatever your artistic talent or project is about. This is also about romance, that either you're taking time away from the world privately to be with this romantic person. It could be a romantic getaway. It could also be about a clandestine romance that is being kept secret for some reason and, again, would become focal in this week building up and about the eclipse energy. And so I'm trying to think what all I've told you guys because I talk so much. So healing in hospitals, our artistic energy, spiritual energy, anything with romance, anything with research and development and what you pull back to karmically or with your intuition, this is where it's all going for Gemini. So on Friday the 25th, you show up. You're physically there in the mix. There's some news you hear or a decision or a talk or a meeting or a sale or an agreement that's going down where you're physically there in one of those karmic, mystical, magical, talented, spiritual, romantic, or healing hospital realms. By Saturday the 26th, the door opens. There's some kind of positive alignment here that goes to the goal or the career direction or the boss, parent, judge, or other authority figure. By Monday, as you're building up to the eclipse, there's going to be an adjustment that needs to be made with a key other person involving your love life, your children, a creative project, or a recreational pursuit. So you want to give and take or work around what's going on there as you continue to build in that new moon solar eclipse energy. By Tuesday, there is a powerful alignment to anything that involves intimacy, sexuality, reproduction, death, birth, anything involving divorce or the big financial picture, the loan, the debt, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, the mortgage, the alimony, the child support, the settlements, investments, commissions, insurance, taxes, whatever that big financial realm is for you. So any of those topics may be very profoundly tied into what is being eclipsed out and what is heading off into a new direction in that mystical karmic arena of your chart. By Wednesday, there is a positive alignment to the being valued or the income or possessions or purchases that are connected with what's going on. So for Gemini, a very important time to eclipse out anything that has been worked on with the healing or the hospitals and to go into a new direction there. Eclipse out anything that needs to be let go of when it comes to the clandestine romance or the romantic behind-the-scenes development so that you may move into new territory there. Anything that is happening with the artistic projects or interests or the spiritual practices or developments or the research or the karmic, you know, balance with another person, so that you take these 2 weeks coming up that start on the 20th, 29th, and take you up to the 14th of May and move into new territory there. For Cancer, today, the 24th, Friday the 25th, this is about Venus really doing something beneficial for you when it comes to legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, or wedding arenas. And so you want to look at the female and what you need to do there, or you want to look at the love and how that's flowering through those fields, or you want to look at ways to make money and how that would help benefit that in some way. These are very positive alignments, and the key to Saturn here means that something solid can be laid in place and cemented here when it comes to your creative projects, your children, the lover, or the direction of your love life, or having fun or recreational activities. So, you know, use these next couple days to really find your place within that rhythm. There's some solid things happening. Then you start to move into this new moon eclipse territory starting on Friday. And for Cancer, this is really going to be, there's a handful of things here. First and foremost, about your aspirations, but then it goes into the social realm around you. So this can key in on a friend or a group or the internet or astrology or charities or your personal freedom or your inventions, your original ideas. And so, you know, think about what your aspirations are and who these key people are, and you're going to start to move into this on Friday with talks or offers or news or meetings or speaking roles or announcements or agreements or sales or short trips. It becomes very active. You're in the mix on this day. On Saturday, the 26th, the door opens from that, you know, social realm or aspirational realm to the legal, travel, educational, media, wedding realm. And so there's an opportunity to tie these things together on Saturday. by Monday, as you're building to the eclipse, you need to make an adjustment with some key person that ties in with the home, the real estate deal, the renovation, the move, the parent, the family, or the roommate. So you want to give and take or work around what's going on there. This will be definitely part of the eclipse and the new moon, the new direction going on. Then by Tuesday, there's a positive and powerful alignment with that key other person. This can be a partner, an agent, an attorney, a specialist, a client, an opponent, whoever that powerful other person is. There's some real change in a positive direction here, maybe aimed at finances or intimacy or divorce or third-party situations or mortality issues or birth, but the alignment comes together in a way that helps you move forward with aspirations or in those social realms. And by the day after the eclipse, there's an alignment to Jupiter in your sign, so now you're in a period of growth on a personal or physical level with your name, your identity, your brand, your image, or something that's very near and dear to you. So when you're looking at this new moon solar eclipse, whether it's hitting you on Monday or hitting you on Tuesday, the 28th or 29th, this is really about letting go of something from the old aspiration or that was with the old friend or group or internet or astrology or charity or cause or gathering or your freedom or inventions or originality, and launching into the next level. You know, you may keep something and move to the next level, or you may let go of something and go in a completely different direction, but you have until the 14th to really see these areas ramp up in a much more powerful way than they have been up to this point. For Leo, the Venus energy on Thursday the 24th and Friday the 25th, today and tomorrow if you're listening to this live, is really getting you guys to focus on the good things that are going on in your sex life, with divorce, with reproductive needs, with the big financial picture, anything financial you want to deal with third parties, or even in helping somebody who's trying to cross over right now. For some of you Leos out there, this is about focus on a woman or focus on the love or the personal income if it has to do with, you know, the divorce and how that's playing out, or how you're balancing loans and investments and all of that. And the tie-in here is a very favorable one with Saturn, which means there can be some beneficial endings or some long-term commitments, some solid structures, some solid foundations that are forming here and playing out in the home or around real estate or family or parents or roommates or moves or renovations, anything that's there at the root of your chart. So whatever you can do to express the love or make the money or do for the female over these next couple of days should really, you know, give you a good solid feeling and move in the right direction. Then we see the energy start to move into, starting Friday the 25th, into a lot of news and information and talks and meetings and agreements and offers and sales and negotiations and short trips and decisions that will build to this new moon solar eclipse. And for Leo, it's all going to be focused on a big goal that you're trying to reach or set off into some new direction with, or it's going to be focused on your career or an authority figure like a boss, a parent, a judge, somebody like that. And so on Friday the 25th, you're in there, you hear the news, you're personally showing up, or your name, your image, your brand somehow is interlaced with all of this. On Saturday, a door opens, some kind of opportunity to the outside financial situation here, or to the intimacy, the sexuality, the reproduction, the dealing with the mortality or the divorce, or the third-party situation that is opening up goals or due for the career or the authority figure. By Monday, as you're building to this eclipse, there's going to be an adjustment with a key other person over the agreements, the sales, the speaking role, the interview, the audition, the writing, the meeting, the short trip, anything that's there in that communication realm. So you want to give and take or work around and know that this is part of what's coming up with this, you know, this new moon direction and the eclipsing out. And so focus on who that other person would be that you need to communicate with. By Tuesday, there's a powerful alignment that says something very deep and profound is evolving or changing here in a beneficial way, tied into your job or your health or paperwork or the animals. And by Wednesday, the day after the eclipse, there's an open door that says you can pull back and rest and recuperate, or something really big is happening with healing or hospitals or with your artistic projects or your spiritual pursuits or that romantic union, and this should all be going very well. So for Leo, you know, focus on Monday, Tuesday, the 28th and 29th, when that eclipse is locking in, letting go, eclipsing out something that is in any way barring you from moving into the new direction or taking things to the next level when it comes to your career, when it comes to your big goals in life, when it comes to your reputation, your fame, your ambitions, your leadership abilities, when it comes to the authority figures like the parent, the boss, the judge, or any other power person that you're dealing with in the scenario, and then really go for it from that point up through the 14th to take steps towards what it is that you would like to achieve over the months ahead. For Virgo, the Venus energy that's playing out on Thursday and Friday, the 24th and 25th of April, is really focused on a relationship. So this may be a love relationship. It may be a relationship that is focused on your income or that really keys in around a particular female that you're dealing with. So you want to look to the partners, the agents, the attorneys, specialists, clients, opponents, wherever you can smooth things out or attract what you need in those Venus realms. These 2 days are really powerful for that. And they're locking on some kind of solid long-term agreement or decision or offer or meeting or talk or, sale or short trip or move or something that would tie in positively with siblings or neighbors or vehicles or electronics. So there's something very wonderful going on here locally or through the decisions and offers that you're getting with these key people. Then we move into new moon eclipse energy starting on Friday. Your eclipse will happen on late on Monday or Tuesday morning. And for Virgo, all of this energy for the rest of the week is focused in on the higher-minded arena. That covers several areas. It covers legal matters. It covers travel plans and foreign interests and import-exports, whether you're teaching or learning. It covers media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity. It covers weddings. It covers religion, and it covers politics. So, Virgo, what are you diving into? What are you eclipsing out, and what are you moving towards here? On Friday, you may be involved in several of those themes, or one is really standing out to you. Friday, you're going to be showing up for that. It'll be you personally or physically into the situation with the information going on, or you may be tying your name or your title or your brand or your image into what's going on. By Saturday, the door opens between that legal, travel, educational, media, wedding, religious, political matter, and that key relationship. Very harmonious alignment. So you're in there with that partner, agent, client, specialist, representative, opponent, even in a positive way, dealing with something here. By Monday, the 28th, there's an adjustment, and you need to give and take with some other person over the income or the possessions or possession or the purchases or the how we're being valued in the situation. And so give and take or work around those issues to get the legal, travel, educational, media, wedding thing going. And then by Tuesday, you're into the eclipse full thrust, and again, those eclipse topics are focal, but now there's something very powerfully evolving in your love life or with the children or the creative project or the recreational need tied into all of this. By Wednesday the 30th, there is an open door to something going on with opening up your aspirations or to friends and socializing, groups, gatherings, the internet, astrology, charities, causes, inventions, or your freedom or originality. So very positive all the way down the line there. And that new moon solar eclipse Monday, Tuesday is just saying to you guys, what do you need to eclipse out? What is it that you want to powerfully move towards between then and the 14th of May? Take baby steps towards getting the legal stuff taken care of, the trip planned, the visits happening, the interaction with that person at a distance, the media or marketing campaign going, the publicity, the broadcasting, the publishing, the educational pursuit in play, the wedding planned or attended, the political or religious ideal put in motion. This is your focus, Virgo. For Libra, Venus, obviously, one of your rulers here, like Taurus, and very much Thursday and Friday, the 24th and 25th, is working well for you and really focused in on a female that can help you with your health or at work or with paperwork or the animals. It's about the income that's flowing positively there or the love that you're experiencing in those realms. And this all ties into Saturn saying that you can submit something with the possessions or the purchases or the income or feeling valued long-term here, one way or the other in some beneficial way. So a good couple days to really work that in some way. The eclipse energy is going to be playing out in the deepest part of your chart, Libra. Starting on Friday, you know, you're going to be showing up. You're in the mix now. You're physically there. You're personally involved. Or you're putting your name to something or your image or brand to something. And this is going to involve, you know, a decision or a talk or a meeting or an agreement or your writing or speaking roles or an interview or audition or sale of some sort or big decision. And this topic, this eclipse topic that starts on Friday is going to be all of this is focused on the big financial needs. So it's the loan, the debt, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, the alimony, the child support, the mortgage, the insurance, the taxes, the commissions, the partner's money, the investments, the settlements, whatever that big financial realm is. Or for Libra, so I mean, if it is financial for you guys, every day I'm talking about going forward through the eclipse will be about this financial thing. But it can also be playing out on the personal level, which means in this house it would be about your sex life, sex needs, attractions, issues, reproductive needs, a birth, a mortality issue, or a divorce. And then on either side of that, the financial or the personal, there could be third-party situations that you're also dealing with in these scenarios. So Friday you show up and you are personally involved. On Saturday there is a door that opens that says now we can get the paperwork in motion or we can get the job or we can move forward on the job or with the coworker or the person that we're hiring or we can move forward in some way with the health need or the animals that we're dealing with. By Monday, you're going to need to make an adjustment with another person on your behalf about your body, your image, your brand, your name, title, identity in some way. So you want to give and take as you're working around this. Or maybe that you just need to be in there one-on-one with somebody who can help you adjust to, you know, the adjustments that you need to make to what's happening here in the forward movement. By Tuesday, you're into eclipse territory, something powerful locking into place with the you know, the sex, the divorce, the finances, the third-party situation, mortality issues or birth. And there is a very profound thing transforming here in alignment with the home, the family, the parent, the roommate, the move, the renovation, or the real estate deal. This is a positive alignment that's helping something change for the better. By Wednesday, the 30th, we are going to see for Libra that a door swings open to the goals that you want to reach, to the career step that you're taking, or to the boss, the parent, the judge, or some other authority figure. So when you're looking at this new moon solar eclipse these days building up to it, do what you can, step in there, and know that starting on late the 28th, early on the 29th, you have 14 days to move forward and to really start to move things in motion when it comes to eclipsing out anything that's still in the way of you taking things to the next level or moving into new territory when it comes to your sex life, your divorce, your mortality issues, your birth or reproductive needs, or the big financial picture or third party in the situation. All right, Zoe has to take a 2-second break and have a sippy sip of something. I should get my sippy cup. You guys have a drink, okay? Yep, that's what I'm talking about right there. One more. All right, for Scorpio, this Thursday, Friday, the 24th and 25th of April, are focusing in on Venus and aligning with Saturn in your sign. So what a wonderful two-day period for you guys to align yourself in something serious or long-term or solid that is in the creative realm or that has to do with your love life or being loved or that has to do with children or recreational interests, a very solid, beautiful alignment here. So there may be a female that's important to this for you. or it just may be all about the love, or there may be some way to align yourself solidly with a way to make money creatively, or see the money flow for the children that you're trying to help in some way. So very beneficial. I would definitely say reach out and do what you can to enjoy or expand upon that over these 2 days. Then you start to move into the build-up to this new moon solar eclipse. For Scorpio, this is 100% about one key other person. Now, you may be a busy Scorpio and have several different relationships about to alter and move into a new direction, and that's fine. You will absolutely know who these people are at this point. So starting on Friday is the day you'll be showing up. So either you're there personally or you're more physically active in the situation with them or about them, or there's something about your name, your title, your identity, your image, or your brand that is very much in the mix on Friday as you're in talks or meetings or negotiations or agreements or sales or writing or short trips and decisions about or with this other person. Again, Scorpio, these key people fall into categories like romantic partners or business partners, agents or attorneys, specialists, clients, competitors or opponents, anyone who is a one-on-one key significant interaction for you. So show up on Friday. By Saturday, a door opens up. A lovely alignment to the creative needs or the fun that you want to have or the falling in love or sharing and expressing love or what's going on with the children or for the children, all of this lines up. So whichever one of those is working for you should be working well. By Monday, the 28th, as you're building to this, you're going to need to make an adjustment with another person here that will involve healing or hospitals. Artistry, like, you know, something over the art, the film, the music, the poetry, or some other artistic interest here. Something in the spiritual realm, meditation, yoga, magic, psychic interests, or karmic links that you have with this person and adjustments around the balance going on there. Something about the clandestine romance or the romantic getaway and adjustments there. Or something around the research and the development and the strategies going on behind closed doors. So, whatever, you know, it could, I should also say, it could even be that this person pulls back and retreats on that day, and you have to adjust around that a bit. So any of those topics, you'll know which one when it shows up. Be willing to give and take or work around it a little bit. By Tuesday, you're in the throes of that new moon solar eclipse. You are eclipsing out something and moving into new territory or taking things to the next level starting on Tuesday the 29th. And in the 14 days that follow, this is your best two-week window of the year to do this. And so Tuesday will involve a very powerful agreement, offer, decision, something about your writing, a meeting, a talk, a sale, probably financially focused or divorce focused or intimately focused, but very profound. And then by Wednesday, there will be an open door that says now we're opening into the legal part of things or the travel or the educational or the media marketing publishing or the wedding part of this. So look at this week ahead. Look at Tuesday or the days leading up to eclipse out anything that's standing in the way. If you're taking relationships to the next level or eclipsing out to move into brand new relationships, in those key areas over these couple weeks ahead. For Sagittarius, the Venus-Saturn alignment that is Thursday, Friday, 24th and 5th is really making nice in the home with real estate, with family, parents, roommates, moves or renovations. So look for the female that can benefit you there or look for positive love flow or income flow around those themes. And it's cementing into anything you're doing behind closed doors. So there's something, you know, positively that you can commit to or end in a beneficial way or structure. You know, by pulling back, researching, or having some romantic time, or getting into the artistry, or the spirituality, or the healing, or the hospitals, and the karmic connection there. So all very beneficial. Then you guys move into this eclipse energy, and starting on Friday and moving up through Tuesday on the day of the eclipse, for Sagittarius, this is really going to be a focus on work, health, paperwork, people you work with or hire to help you, or the animals. And so maybe several of those areas may just be one. But starting Friday, you're going to show up. You'll be more personally or physically involved there, or maybe your name will be on the dotted line, or your identity or image or brand will be interlaced with what's going on the job or with the health or the paperwork or the animals. And then by Saturday, a door opens, again, positively to the home, the real estate deal, the move, the renovation, the family, parent, roommate. By Monday, you're building to that eclipse, and you need to make an adjustment with the key other person that's part of the group or has an effect on a friendship or the internet project or, you know, level that you're at, or something tied in with astrology or a charity or a gathering, party, event kind of thing. May even have to do with an adjustment to somebody that is helping you with your freedom or your invention or some original aspiration that you have. So give and take or work around that a little bit as you're building to this. And then by Tuesday, boom, you're into that, you know, new moon solar eclipse. You're eclipsing out something that will, you know, in any way hinder you from taking work or paperwork or health or animal interest to the next level or into new territory, and you're launching in that direction. And on Tuesday, there will be something very powerfully changing in a positive way around your income or possessions or purchases or sense of being valued in the situation. By Wednesday, there will be an open door to the intimate life, the divorce, the big shared financial picture, or the third-party situation that's in the mix. So all of this is coming together. You want to keep your talks and news and offers and meetings and agreements and writing and decisions all out there through the week as you build to this. And then, as I said, let something eclipse out as you move towards this next level when it comes to your job, your coworkers and employees, your health, the paperwork, and the animals. For Capricorn, the Venus energy is working for you today and tomorrow, the 24th and 5th of April, really around any communication. So this may be about a female that you're in talks with or hear news or information about, or there could be an offer or agreement or sale or something about writing or interviews or auditions or short trips or local activities going on. And if it's not about a female, Venus doesn't show up like that, then all of this communication is focused on making money or on love or both. And you may be lucky and balanced in both of those, but it looks very positive. And there's a solid link into a friend here or a group activity that ties it all together for you, or some party or gathering, something going on the internet or through astrology or charities or your own aspirations in the mix. So very important time for communications and decision making. Then we get into this new moon solar eclipse energy. The days leading up to it are all about the news you hear or offers you get or the talks and meetings and decisions and agreements and sales and writing and all this focused on the eclipse that's coming. So for Capricorn, this is about a lover or your desire for love and the pursuit of love. Or it's about children, or it's about a creative project, or about a recreational interest, and it may be about several of these if you're involved in several areas here. So Friday, you show up. You're personally or physically in the mix, maybe putting your name to something or your brand or image to something. By Saturday, there's an open door where the agreement or the offer or the meeting comes together, the news, the proposal, the choice is made, very powerful spiritual or romantic or artistic connection or even something healing in the mix. By Monday, you're needing to make an adjustment with another key person over the goal in the picture or over what's going on the career front or with an authority figure like a boss, a parent, a judge. So give and take, work around that person as best you can as you're continuing to discuss and choose when it comes to the creativity, the love, the kids, the recreation. By Tuesday, you're full-blown into the eclipse, and the alignment is to something very powerfully and deeply transforming within yourself. So this can be something evolving around your needs, your body, your image, your brand, your name, title, identity, and life. But again, with what you're willing to eclipse out, what that was a blockage in any kind of way when it comes to love, kids, creativity, and fun, and launching you into the next level in those areas, or taking you into brand new territory in those areas over the 2 weeks ahead. Do you want to focus strongly on where you want to go in those areas and start to take steps towards them? By Wednesday, there will be something opening up that is just very growth-oriented and in positive flow with a partner, an agent, an attorney, a specialist, a client, or some other key relationship in the mix. For Aquarius, you guys are seeing the Venus energy on Thursday the 24th, Friday the 25th, really benefiting your income, your possessions or purchases and the focus you put there, or feeling valued. So there may be a female that can help you here. There just may be more ease to the making of money or the money spent in those areas, or there may be some love interest around the possession or gift or the income flow or whatever's going on in the purchases. So this all ties strongly and positively into something, some kind of goal being reached or something going on with the career or with an authority figure like a boss, a parent, a judge. So whatever you can cement one way or the other should be favorable there for you. Starting on Friday, you start to move into new moon eclipse energy topics, and you're going to be in lots of talks, meetings, negotiations, fielding offers or proposals, interviewing, auditioning, writing, proposing yourself, making sales or signing agreements, I may have said, or making decisions. So starting Friday, all of this is focusing on the home, a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, family, parents, or roommates, anything at the core of your chart. So starting Friday, you're in there, you're personally in there, you're physically in there. Maybe your name's being tied to this or your brand or your image, and you're launching forward. By Saturday, a door opens to making money or dealing with the possessions or the purchases in a positive alignment. By Monday, you need to make an adjustment with that key other person over the legal part of things or the travel plans or the wedding or the educational needs in the situation or the marketing or media part of it. So give and take or work around that as best you can, still building. By Tuesday, you launch into, you eclipse something out and you start to launch towards that new direction or next level when it comes to what's going on in your home with the renovation, the move, the real estate deal, the family, the parent, the roommate. And on Tuesday, a powerful alignment to something evolving behind the scenes in the artistic realm, the spiritual realm, the romantic realm with healing, hospitals, research or strategies or even the karmic balance going on here. By Wednesday, a door opens to getting the work done, the details tended to organizing, decluttering, cleaning, hiring people to help, working side by side with people, pursuing the job, getting your health together or the animals tended to, all beneficial, all growth-oriented. So as you approach this new moon solar eclipse, look for things that you can eclipse out so that you have a broad path ahead of you to take things to that next level, to move into that next territory when it comes to who you live with, where you live, the property you own, what you're doing with it, any renovations, any moves, roommates, family, parent topics. This is the time to move on it from then until the 14th. For Pisces, the Venus energy is working in your sign, Pisces, today, Thursday the 24th, and Friday the 25th. This is really magical energy for you personally. This can bring a lot of love through you or around you. It can bring potential to make money. It can bring a female who can benefit you on some kind of personal or physical level. Very good period to show up physically, get personally involved with things, to focus on your name, your identity, your title, your brand, your image, your body. All of this ties very favorably and very solidly into anything that you make legal now, anything that you do involving travel or people at a distance, anything you do in media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, anything you do educationally, or anything you do tied to a wedding. So look for ways to express the love or make the money or deal with that female who can benefit you. Then you start to move into the new moon solar eclipse topic starting on Friday, and it will continue to build and open the doors towards that. So Friday, you show up. You're there personally or physically, or your name's in the mix, or your identity, or your brand, or your title. And this is really about a meeting or a talk or an agreement or a sale or something about your writing or speaking roles, or an interview or audition. It could be about something going on locally or with short trips, or it could tie into your eclipse energy. It could all be focused on the mundane side of this, which would be a brother, a sister, a neighbor, a vehicle, electronic, or move. So in any of those topics, maybe several of them are really going to be highlighted over this week ahead. You start by showing up on Friday. Then by Saturday, a door opens to you specifically, something magical happening for you, artistically, spiritually, romantically, healing, or karmically for you, in development, again, with those agreements, offers, decisions, meetings, talks, short trips, brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, electronics, decisions. By Monday, there will be a need to make an adjustment with another person as you're building to the eclipse moment. And this other person, the topic will be about sex or reproduction, or about divorce, or about mortality issues, or about some big financially shared interest like a loan, an inheritance, bankruptcy, debt, investment, settlement, alimony, child support, commissions, royalties, insurance, taxes, or that partner's money, whatever that financial realm would be for you. So you want to give and take with this person and the actions needed here, or work around them as you're coming to this big decision or offer or agreement or sale, or other topics that we talked about for this eclipse moment for you. By Tuesday, you're full thrust in there, and there's something profoundly changing in a positive way around your aspirations being reached, or around a friendship or a group, or the internet, or astrology, or charities, or some cause, or invention, or original concept, or your personal freedom, a lot, right? And so you want to go deep there, and you want to look for, you know, what it is that you're moving on, that eclipse energy that can lock into this in a positive way. By Wednesday, the day after the eclipse, you see something opening up for the child, or the children, or your love life, or the lover, or your creative projects, or your recreational pursuits. Again, very beneficial. So look to the new moon solar eclipse. Look for ways to eclipse out outworn ideas or decisions or agreements or talks or things with brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, electronics, moves, sales, writing, speaking roles, interviews, auditions, and ways to move in brand new directions, or to take things that are currently working but take them into a new level, a new direction. And you will have until the 14th to really put all of that into play. So that's it, everybody, for our new moon solar eclipse week ahead. Continue to balance what you can with that Grand Cross. Continue to share your dreams with me over there on facebook.com/ZoeMoonAstrology. And I will keep you posted on what's coming up on the day-by-day blow over there. And I hope everybody has a really wonderful new moon direction to go into. Zoe Moon, I'll be back next week, same time. Have a good one.